Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm very well, mate. Busy day. Unexpectedly busy day at work, but that's what you expect on a day after a bank holiday in the UK.
Yeah. Ah, was it a bank holiday?
Yeah, yesterday was. Well,
for what reason?
It's just there isn't one. We have so many a year, and the last Monday in August is always a bank holiday.
Oh.
I'm sure there's a reason, but there's not like a national occasion which occurs.
I mean, if it's not, you know, kick your butlers in the nuts day or something like that. Or,
oh yeah, no, it is that one.
It's the it's the prelude to Boxing Day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just box your butler in the face day.
That's right. Yeah, I've got some boxing for you. Oh man, but I mean, was it just that it was busy, or were there other things too?
Oh, it was busy, and then there were people that were ill that shouldn't have been ill because they've been away for 2 weeks. But you know, such is life. Sometimes people do get sick.
Yeah,
I'm just not always
really sick right now.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay. She's got a really horrendous cold that she's battling, and that I'm doing everything to keep from myself and Beatrix from getting, which means that, you know, and luckily we live in a large home, so with two staircases, one in the front and one in the back, so we can literally go for days in the same house and never see each other.
So she's just been banished to a point in the house now.
Well, I mean, I do, you know, see her sometimes after she's asleep, and I, you know, crawl into bed 2-3 hours after she has, because I find it I'm kind of writing a book right now, and that's kind of when I write best, is late at night,
not keeping to regular hours.
No, it's one of the reasons why you may have noticed, like, my activity on Twitter and other places during the day has really kind of caved off. But then if you look at my stream, you'll notice, you know, at least a spike in activity usually around the 11 midnight area.
Yeah.
My time, for that very reason. So yeah. But otherwise, things okay?
Yeah, can't complain, my friend. Cannot complain.
Good.
So how has your week been post last week's announcements and stuff?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I'm in that weird time where my consulting business has spiked up in busyness again, which is both a blessing and a curse, since there's many other things I'd like to be able to get done that I'm and make better progress on than I'm not. And then there's the things I'm doing to shoot myself in my own foot regarding those things. And when I say those things, I really mean my book. today I made the mistake of starting to organize it, and I thought I would try to give Scrivener yet another try. Are you familiar with Scrivener?
I am. Yeah, I put it together when I started writing something myself, but as many times in my life I've started the first chapters of many books and never really got anywhere further than that.
Yeah. Well, and in my case, you know, so far I've written this almost exclusively, I'd say, you know, 95% of it has been written on the iPad.
Yeah, so you're writing in plain text and in plain text.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Using the application plain text and, you know, thus, and it stores in plain text. But today I decided, okay, I'm going to take what I've written so far, figuring I was about halfway through, and really not quite able to see how it all was going to be arranged and fit together, and knowing that there might be some pieces, some entire chapters I've done that don't really fit at all anymore. I was scared of that. And my fears were confirmed. So yeah, as I saw it in my head, I was kind of, oh, okay, I think I'm at about a halfway point here.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in the Scrivener, and I started organizing things and rearranging things. And and formatting some things, and then I realized that at least 30%, 40% of what I had written thus far, the essays I had written thus far, don't belong at all.
For what reasons? Like, are you being too critical on yourself? Or is there actual reasons?
No, I'm not being critical on myself at all. There's actual reasons. And I'll try to explain those without being too esoteric. But I started out to kind of write a combination that was a think piece that also had some tips and tricks. It also gave a little bit of something to the Minimal Mac audience as far as, you know, some of the stuff I've written on, you know, well, simplifying and minimizing your Mac and things like that. But and so initially when I started out, it kind of, some of those things started into the book, but then when I got a little bit further in, I realized that enough was bigger than that, and that this encompassed much more than that, the idea of enough, and much broader, and that if I was able to talk about it in those kind of broader terms, it would be more accessible to those who are and more available to a wider audience of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then some point within the past few days, I've started to realize that what I'm really writing is a manifesto.
Interesting.
And like all manifestos, they're not as much messages to others, although, you know, one would hope that one reads it and takes away such things, but it's more a message to self.
Mm-hmm.
And really putting forth what I believe in, as far as, you know, minimalism, simplicity, solitude, balance, how to care for our digital selves, as my friend Ev Bogue recently asked such a question on Google+. How do you care for your digital self? Because I believe that our digital selves are as much a part of us as they are entities that live outside of us and without us.
Right.
And the recent Google, you know, real names controversy is really all about that, right? It's that people, you know, have spent years for various reasons, or would like the option for various reasons of having a digital identity that is not easily attributed to their physical self. And especially not in name, right? Mm-hmm. That the, you know, whereas I may be, you know, Patrick Roan in real life, I may want to be, you know, Commander Nutjob in the online world. And Commander Nutjob is a valid identity with, you know, thoughts and feelings and things like that that may be influenced by me, certainly. But, I mean, Commander Nutjob could be an entirely different persona, right, that I create for a specific reason or purpose. And, you know, one of the promises of the digital age in which we live was that the internet allowed each of us to be limitless,
Right.
You know, that our physical bodies, you know, have constraints of, you know, strength and time and location and ability, whereas our digital selves have none of these constraints. And so, hence the reason why we very well may want to explore a digital self that is not directly attributed to us.
So the book is taking a turn down this route as opposed to what it was necessarily about before.
Well, I mean, I think that this is just simply a branch off of the tree trunk of enough, right? That the idea of enough and balance ventures into many areas, and the area I happen to be exploring right now is in the area of our online lives and social media, and how we approach that and how we handle it, you know, by social networks, social whatever you want to call them, right? You know, the idea that we need to be very conscious and careful and balanced with not only the amount of time that we spend in these places, you know, and lots has been said about that. But I think even the things that we do and the things that we choose to do there and really understand what using any of these services as they exist right now means. And I don't think enough people are taking that into account, right?
Because I guess the amount of social services that we use now is a lot more than we were even using maybe 18 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, everything from something as big as Google Plus, you know, to something as, simple as... not simple, but certainly not as widely used as, say, Pinterest or I'm trying to think of another one. You know, Instagram is quickly growing, but it certainly didn't start out that way. You know, and what is it but, you know, a social photo sharing service, right? Gowalus, Foursquare, you know, what are these except for social...
check-in.
You know, check-in services, right? And that's all fine and good as long as you go in knowing knowing that the work that you put in there, if you do put in work there, you're giving away for free.
All right, yeah.
All right. That
isn't that the same as a lot of people when they blog?
No, I would argue that it's distinctly different.
Why?
I'll explain why. Well, I suppose it depends on the blogging platform that you use. Okay.
Okay.
Minimal Mac is a perfect example of this, right? At any time, I could wake up tomorrow morning. And with the exception of the backup I do once a week, Minimal Mac could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tumblr can decide, we no longer want to host Minimal Mac, so we're just going to delete it. Boom. Right? Now, I own the domain name. And I own the copyright, as it were, to all of the, at least all of the original content that I placed there. But effectively, you know, I would have to rebuild it from scratch, right? Whereas, if, say, for instance, you know, patrickrone.com, right? I have access and have original copies, and to all of the information there, right? Everything I've written, everything I've posted, I can get, and I can take that down and put it up anywhere I want. I can host it on my own server if I want, right? I suppose I can do the same thing with Melmo Mac, but I guess what I'm saying is that, well, especially any of like the photos that I've uploaded to Tumblr services or whatever, I don't have backups of those that'll be gone. And but the bottom line is that things like, you know, blogging and email and, you know, things that are on either servers that I control,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, some places under my complete control, is different than, say, the things that are out there on services that are not only not under my complete control, but that have no other business model for making income, and we've talked about this before, outside of using the data that you are giving to them for free, i.e. your usage of the service, right? That they leverage you as a user for investment, i.e. you know, Twitter goes to, you know, goes down VC Alley and in Silicon Valley and says, you know, well, we've got, you know, 10 million users, and that's got to be worth something, right? And yeah. And by the way, I'm using users on purpose here because I have some feelings about that, right? Because that's how they think of us. And use that to get investment money. And on the other hand, increasingly, and this is especially true of Facebook and Google, Twitter hasn't quite leveraged this to the extent that they are really going to have to, I think, soon. And that is to turn around and use that data that we have given them freely to market to us through advertising or what have you. And that's, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a valid way for, you know, a business to make money in this day and age.
Especially if we're not giving them any money.
They can't give us all those, you know, they can't give us the service for free. All businesses are in business to make money. They may, you know, tell you something else and tell you some lofty bull crap about, you know, no, we're in it to make the world a better place. And then, no. You're in it because you have employees to pay and lights to keep on and servers to run. And if the world becomes a better place because you're doing those things, well, that's great. But let's be quite honest here about you can't change the world if you can't pay the people and keep the servers running to make those changes, right? You know, that that it's definitely a cart before the horse situation. And, I don't know. Ultimately, I think that what I am writing is not only about balance, the balance, food for thought on the balance between want and need, but also what that means in the age that we live in, and how we may use that meaning to inform the directions we choose to go in the future. And like I said, a good chunk of this is, you know, turning out to be a note to self.
Well, I mean, it may be longer until we now get our hands on the book, but I guess it will be better for that.
Jeez, no. No.
Of course it will.
No, wait. Here's what I'm going to say. No, it's not going to be longer. It's not going to be longer.
You're just going to work harder?
I'm just going to work harder. I'm on a roll, man, right now. I've been, you know, and what got me to this point was that roll, right? That I started to say, oh, I'm writing about the same thing over and over and over again. This is a whole kind of book within itself, and maybe this is the book, right? And maybe that other stuff is, I don't know, another book. Maybe that other stuff is, and I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking maybe what this other stuff is that is not fitting here is some sort of thing I throw together as a, you know, free or cheap ebook only thing for folks that are looking for tips and tricks.
This is also a backlog you could potentially use for the patrons newsletter. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's true.
Saves you having to write new things all the time.
Yeah.
Because you've written it, you put a lot of work into a bunch of stuff that you think's good, so give it away to people that are already paying.
Well, and the patrons newsletter is in... the stuff I've been sending out there has all been stuff so far surrounding what's really going into the book, right? Like, I'm not even sending stuff out to the patrons newsletter that I am not certain will be a part of this book, because that's what I really need. You know, that's the thing about the patrons newsletter, right? That the newsletter is just a vehicle for patronage. What I really am interested in is feedback and conversation on what I'm writing, because otherwise I'm writing in an echo chamber, and that echo chamber is telling me that this is what people, you know, that this is what I should be delivering, right? And I would love feedback from my patrons to say, you know, wow, you know, you're kind of going on and on and on about this. You know, maybe you've said enough. Maybe it's time to stop. Or, you know, maybe you should talk about it from this angle. Or, you know, here's an idea. Why not talk about this? Because I believe that it's important within the theme of enough. And, you know, and things I haven't written yet that I know are important that I haven't quite gotten to yet are things like, you know, consumption, waste, kind of the rampant consumerist Western culture in which we live, where, you know, we are being, you know, constantly bombarded with the opportunity to buy and consume things we don't really need, without any understanding of not only that buying things we don't need, not only the impact it makes on our lives, but the global impact it makes, from everything from manufacturing all the way to recycling. You know, that so much of what we consume, especially in the area of electronics, ends up creating death and havoc. Just the recycling are creating death and havoc for many third world nations, or many areas of many third world nations. You know, things like that. You know, I mean, that I think are also important and within this theme. But right now I'm on a real kind of social media kick, social networking kick. We'll see how much of that ends up actually making it into the book.
We'll be interested to see.
Yeah. So, what are you working on? Enough about what the hell I'm working on. What have you been working on lately, sir? I know we're running long here, but just give us an overview. Got anything in the hopper that you need to tell us about?
I've got a new podcast launching soon, but I don't want to share too much about it yet.
But
it's with a great new contributor, one that I've worked with before, but I've not got any current shows with, and I think it's very different to anything else that I've done.
Very cool.
So, but we're still ironing it out. It's probably. I think we're going to record the first couple of shows this week. So maybe before the end of September, we might have something to show to the world.
All right.
So yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Very cool. All right. Well, we should probably wrap up and actually get to recording some real episodes.
We've got Brett Kelly coming up next, haven't we?
Yeah, that's going to be a good combo, I think.
Round two, my friend.
Round two. Well, I'm still not convinced about Evernote. I got some questions for him.
All right, man.
All right. Well, we'll talk later, sir.
Cheers.
Cheers.